yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
What's up, Enterprisers? Welcome to another episode of the Enterprise Now podcast, where we shape the mindset of the high achiever to think like an entrepreneur. We talk with masters of the craft to get the cheat codes to success, helping elite enterprisers level up and maximize their brand. I'm your host, Elzy, the mayor. Now let's get to it. All right, folks, today is a special episode. We have Deborah Peters, who is a master of the craft. Deborah, how are you?
I'm really good and excited to be here with you.
Awesome. Before we hop into the content, Deborah, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Nice, nice. So, Deborah, what is your favorite area of business? I know sometimes people, they call them different things, but we got marketing, we got sales, operations, and finance. Which would you say is your fave?
It's the scaling of the company. So the operations, the mindset, the leadership, taking it to the next level and beyond. That's the fun part for me.
Got it. So do you get nervous or run away when people start talking about marketing and sales, or that's just not your favorite?
No, it's a necessary part. I just feel really strongly that you've got to have the mindset nailed first, because you can spend tons of money on marketing and tools, and it just doesn't get the traction it could get if you lay down the tracks first for a good foundation.
Got it. So talking about those tracks, what are those tracks?
Well, first, it's the mindset. So if you're looking at the business model, then the structure is everything, right? When you've got a really good structure, it's like a building. When you have a solid foundation under a building, the better the foundation, the taller the building. So with that said, the mindset is really the integral part of the structure, and it's a work in progress. It's not something that you arrive at. It's, you know, you're constantly developing and cultivating.
So what would you say is a good mindset? How should somebody be thinking in order to set themselves up for success?
It's not necessarily a particular thought, although, you know, we could probably drill it down to, okay, so these are some thoughts that would be part of being in alignment. It's more of a feeling. Alignment is a feeling. Let's say you're starting your day for all your listeners, and they have business interests, and they're starting their day looking at what's going on in your email, in your texts, in your team, in your bank account, and then you're going to align with all of these external influences, or you can align with you and tap into your intuition, that inner guidance tool, and then you're going to have a completely different day. And that's when those external influences, they don't run you, they don't control you. In fact, you're the one creating them. So the stuff that would perhaps throw you off your game doesn't even come near you because you're in alignment.
Now, I imagine a lot of that is self-awareness work, really understanding who you are, what you are, why you are. Am I way off base, or is that part of the process?
Yeah, it's a major part. And that's a process too. As you grow a business, as you grow a company, the complexity of the problems increase because the complexity of the dynamic of the company expands and increases. And so with that, then your self-awareness needs to keep leveling up. And it's infinite. There's no end to that. It's a constant, ongoing process.
I can definitely identify with that, because as my business grows, there are things that I am aware that if I had to scale this way, I'm not sure if I wanted to go that direction. And so I'm having those internal conversations, right?
Yeah. Of,
okay, what does that look like? Does that mean I need to hire somebody to replace myself? Or what does that look like? What does it feel like? How does that impact the brand, right? And just being really honest with myself, am I the right person to take us there? So I think a lot of it is that us being brave enough to,
sure.
to say, hey, you know what? I'm probably no longer the right person for this.
Absolutely. Because there's different elements to creativity. And as a business owner, an entrepreneur, a high achiever, you're very creative. We have this sort of misconception that creativity is something that only happens in the arts. You know, it's the painting, it's the sculpture, it's the music, it's the movie. But nothing is more creative than entrepreneurship, than business. Because you have to constantly be, to your point, checking in and saying, okay, how does this feel? Is this really the direction I want to take this? Am I still having fun? You know, am I still inspired? Is this still growing me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious to know from your perspective and your journey, what are some times that you've had to make that shift?
Every single day, almost. In fact, I was just having this conversation with myself this morning about how I've been kind of in a negative place, you know? You know when you catch yourself, right? About being in a negative spot kind of after the fact, and it's because you're feeling bad and you're like, why am I feeling this way? Well, it's because I've been talking to myself in a negative way, or I've been doubting the very thing I've been asking for and I've been building it, I've been putting into place, then I've been doubting it. So just as early as this morning, you know, when I have a routine and I was going through my routine and I'm like, wow, I think I've been kind of negative about this in the past week. That's the key, is to catch yourself.
Got it. We're talking foundation, laying the tracks, right, for to build your business on. But marketing is important, right?
It is absolutely important. But it's a secondary step. This has been my experience in coaching business leaders for the past 20 years in 17 countries, is that it's really tempting to throw a bunch of money at a marketing strategy or a branding process if the company's not reaching its goals or objectives or projections. And that really should be the last place you throw the money. Because you got to really, you know, if you step back for a minute and just really ask some pivotal questions like, who are we being here in or this product or this service? Are we really lined up with what it is that we say that we're creating? Because there's always going to be choke points that are going to reveal themselves in any growth process. And throwing more money at marketing or a new branding endeavor isn't going to be the answer, because if you're not in alignment, you're still not in alignment after you've spent the money on the marketing as an issue somewhere else. You know, maybe your people will quit, or maybe you'll lose that pivotal client. Like, something else will reveal itself if you're doing a Band-Aid. It's kind of like doing a Band-Aid on a health issue. You know, it's okay, I can take the painkiller and the headache will go away, but what's really causing the headache?
Mm-hmm. So what are some key things that you've done or seen or had clients do in terms of marketing that you've seen work? Now, naturally, every industry is different, but there's always common themes, common approaches, strategies that tend to work. What are a couple of those that you've seen in your experience?
Up-leveling the methodology every single time. I can think of a client right now that we've been scaling. I mean, we started out with about 25 people and now we're up to 200. So we've really made some good tracks in the last year, despite everything that's been going on in the marketplace. And we need to have some new account executives in order to facilitate the reach that we need to have happen. But it's been an old school approach, and you know, you have to really look at what are the new crop of people that you're onboarding, your talent responding to. So marketing differently to who those people are that we're asking to come and join our team, and then where are we reaching them? And are we reaching the people that are going to take us into the future, or are we just after the salesperson that we have that is kind of obsolete? So it can even boil down to the marketing around growing your team and attracting different team members, different thinking system.
You're an experienced business person, but if you're anything like me, you've done some things in your career that wasn't the best presentation of your intelligence. So what I want to know is,
what is the stupidest thing you've done?
What are some of the things that you wish you could get a do-over on?
Wow. Well, recently I had this brainchild of what one of my clients could utilize to shift things, move the needle. And I had met with the CEO in the morning, and he's like, yeah, come by the office. I want to hear this. It sounds great. So I calendared it in and got all the people on the leadership team on board to meet, put together this amazing presentation, and I rolled in, and nobody was interested. You know, they just weren't in that headspace that day. And I got halfway through, and everybody was coming with a table up with all of the yeah buts. And I just was like, let's reschedule this, because this is not the right day to be doing this. And they're like, okay, great. And they basically all ran out of the room. And I'm like, all right, next time I'm going to do a little more pre-paving and get people a little more primed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. It's always an interesting thing when you know that this isn't going well. So it's cool that you kind of pulled it and you didn't go through the whole thing because you realized that you read the room.
I did. And they ran.
Got it. So Deborah, if people want to reach out to you, learn more about what you do, how can they reach out?
Website is NEIMIND. So NEIMIND.com. Definitely head over there, and there's a couple of free downloads. Get some tools to help you with your business growth. That's the best place. LinkedIn, for sure. I'm all over LinkedIn. We're always doing lots on there. But yeah, just go to the website and grab one of those downloads and shoot me a message.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Deborah.
Thank you. This has been great. You have a wonderful weekend.
Alrighty, you too.
If you got value from today's show, we want you to join the Enterprisers Elite email list for more nuggets and resources. And remember, no excuses, just execution. Go get it.